Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. As I hear today's readings, I can't help but be reminded of that old R.E.M. song, that it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. I think they might have been reading some of the same passages when they were writing that song. But we all have moments where we think the world ends. This past week was terribly cold, and we were not ready for the snow, and the roads were not ready for us to drive. I almost got ran into more times than I care to count. And if we watch the news or listen to the newspaper articles and pay attention, we can sometimes get bogged down by all the sorrows, all the difficulty, all the pain that is present in the world around us. And it can almost threaten to paralyze us to say, what can we do? It seems like everything is ending. Things are falling apart with wars and famines and plagues and earthquakes and fires. So much loss of life. Can paralyze us, overwhelm us, and leave us in a place where we just feel stuck. So we can't do anything. And we're at a loss for everything. That happened to me when I was in middle school, junior high. I was in seventh grade. I was called down to the principal's office, which was not an unusual occurrence. I know, shocking, I know. But the principal asked me where a friend of mine was. I knew he was at a house party that day, and the principal informed me that he had passed away. He had died. As I sat in that office, as I sat there looking at the principal, everything stopped. I didn't have any words. I didn't have any stories. I didn't have any ideas. It was as if the world had just stopped. It was like the end of the world. And I had nothing. We've all had moments like that, where that circumstance, that experience, that thing happens and your world stops. You have no words. You have no stories. You have no anything. It's as if the world has ended. And there you are, trying to do anything, and you can't. And those moments, we hear these apocalyptic verses from Scripture, I find in a new way. We hear of earthquakes and famines and wars and fires. as if everything is being destroyed, and we can understand because it feels like everything is being destroyed and ripped out from underneath us. It feels like everything has ended. And in those stories, we hear a word of hope. That in the midst of the war, in the midst of the famine, in the midst of the hurricanes and earthquakes and fires, God is present. God has not forgotten God's children. God is with us. In the midst of those times where we are at a loss for everything, we've all been there. God is there. In the midst of that horrific time to be with you. To remind you that there is a community and that you are not alone. The thing that got me through those days when I was a kid was the community of faith that surrounded me. My family, my friends, my church community. They sat with me. They didn't try to make sense of what had happened. They didn't try to analyze and pick apart what was going on. We were just with one another. And in that community, hope was found. And a new beginning was able to be seen. And we all know that story, because that's the same story that so many of us in this room share. That we've come to that place, and everything has fallen apart. But you weren't alone. God was with you, and so were so many of the others who are in this room, and in this place, and in this community. To remind us that there is hope in those hopeless times. There is a way forward. Today, we celebrate that. We celebrate the commitment and the promises God has made to us. That God will always be with us, no matter what. Even in those horrifically dark, terrible times, God has made promises and God has said, I will be there. And we celebrate that. And we're inspired by that. And today, we celebrate with those who are becoming new members of our congregation, who are saying, I want to be a part of this place. I want to be committed here to what God is doing through this place. I've been drawn to it by whatever that attracted you. But you saw the commitment and you want to say, I want to help be a piece of what God is doing here. And we celebrate our commitments with one another as we bring up our estimated giving cards to say, we are committed to one another, to the good work God has called us through this place. To reach out in all the variety of ways that we do through the ministry of Trinity, we're committed to that. We're promising to be with each other just like God promised to be with each and every one of us. Today we celebrate that God is with us in those hard times and in the good times and all the times in between. And God inspires us to do the same, to be with each other. To be committed to one another, to make promises to each other, and to hold on to them. My friends, may we be as committed to each other as God is to us. Will you pray with me? Dearest Lord Jesus, Father God, Spirit, thank you for meeting us, for being with us in those hardest of times. Continually remind us of your promise and your commitments to us. Help us to see you through the compassion of your community. In your name we pray. Amen.